the typical piano of 1790, say, three in Vienna, was a fairly light instrument, and it was very well suited to the kinds of pianism that were most conventional in Vienna at that time.
Beethoven changed the whole style of playing. He wanted bigger pianos, wanted louder pianos, and we know that he broke strings, he smashed hammers.
He also wrote music that implied that the piano range was too small. I mean, you keep going to the last note of the piano and implying that the music is really going to go higher, but you can't. Something that Mozart rarely did, only on rare occasions, and that Beethoven does this fairly constantly.
Haydn's influence on Beethoven came from his music, not his role as tutor. Beethoven once claimed he'd learned nothing from the lessons.
What is different in Beethoven is the emotional seriousness, the feeling that one has that his music is somehow deeply moral, and there's no question about the amount of resentment that Beethoven inspired in his audiences when he first appeared, largely because of the way he made the listener concentrate on the motivic work in the piece, that the way he would take one single motif, and then you had to realize the way this motif appeared in different forms throughout the work.
People didn't like to be forced to listen to music with that attention.
On several occasions, Beethoven rebelled when the audience treated his music as mere background entertainment.
Beethoven's rebelliousness surfaces in the Sonata Pathetique in C minor, a work which seemed to be a subversive composition. One of the influences on him was the great poet, dramatist, and philosopher Friedrich Schiller. Schiller described tragic art as having to do with not simply the depiction of human suffering, but the attempt to resist succumbing to suffering. In other words, resisting an attitude of resignation. And this approach, I think, is reflected even at the very beginning of a piece like the Sonata Pathetique, Opus 13.
We have these leaden chords in the low register, stressing complex dissonant sounds like the one I'm playing here. We hear in the main fast section of the piece as a gesture of resistance to this suffering.